I've included both self-confidence and self-image in this title because usually they're quite interchangeable. In fact, if there's one thing that I've noticed in over two decades of working with scores of people in my psychology practice to help them achieve a more positive self-image, it's this. Self-confidence goes hand in glove with a positive self-image and vice versa. The degree to which you're able to maintain a positive self-image is the degree to which your own winning self-confidence will follow. Throughout this program, we'll be talking about many aspects of self-image and self-confidence, and I'll be presenting you with solid information, proven techniques, and useful exercises which will immeasurably enhance your life. And if you're willing to commit yourself to doing these exercises, you'll find that you can bring your self-image under your own control once and for all. And if you're dedicated to your goal, you'll be able to see results very quickly. It's important that you listen to this entire program. Most of the material that you'll hear will very much hit home. At the same time, you'll notice that other things may not apply to you or your life situation at all. Some parts of this program you'll want to listen to over and over again, and you'll probably notice that each time you listen, you'll get even more benefit from the material than you did the last time. Feel free to stop the tape anytime you need a moment to reflect or merely to digest what's being said and how it applies to you. Let me also suggest that you keep a pencil and paper handy so you can jot down certain key items that you might want to refer to often. I hope that as others have, you'll find this program to be an important source of ongoing support that's always at your disposal whenever you feel a need for it. So why do so many people have difficulty maintaining a positive self-image, even when they know, at least intellectually, that having a positive self-image or self-esteem is so important to so many areas of their lives? The answer to that question lies in the complexity of what self-image really is. After all, self-image is a concept that's full of contradictions. For one thing, a human being is such a profoundly complex organism that one could argue that there's no accurate statement that can be made which could in reality describe the totality of that thing we call the self. In other words, your self is just too complex to look at as one entity. After all, if you add up all the beliefs, behaviors, emotions, attitudes, qualities, and attributes that we can say represent some part of us, what we will wind up with is an infinite number of traits.
For the complete program, please click below.